I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel...
JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
How are those jobs in America?
Oh, hey, it feels like a big break, doesn't it, when you have these four-day weekends? We need more of those, and the US share markets are loving it as well, Mike. They're trading last night, and this is a bit of a delayed reaction to this jobs data, this employment data released at the beginning of the Easter period. So it's the big monthly employment number for US financial markets, non-farm payrolls, and Mike, without beating around the bush, massively exceeded expectations. Non-farm payrolls rose 916,000 for the month of March. Now, consensus expectations were for a gain in jobs of 650,000, so massively in excess of that. The unemployment rate fell from 6.2% to 6%. Now, this is the highest non-farm payrolls number that we've seen since August of last year. And put that into context, you got that massive fall, 20 million or something, back in April of last year. Then it bounced back May through to August. But since then, this is the biggest number we've had, so a significant number. And I think it's fair to say, Mike, that these recent economic numbers coming out of the US economy are supporting the thesis that economic growth in the world's biggest economy is gathering momentum. There does appear to sort of be an underlying seismic shift now as Americans are gaining confidence. They're going out to restaurants, they're going shopping, they're going to malls, they're going traveling. Little anecdote, Kelleher Jr. too celebrated his 21st birthday over the weekend in what appeared to be, on the pictures that I could see, a very busy brewery in Atlanta. So you've now got states lifting their COVID-19 restrictions. Yeah. Well, no, you know, I'm not a big beer fan, but, you know, each to their own, Mike, each to their own. So look into some of the detail in the non-farm payrolls. You can see evidence of this in the leisure and hospo sector. They added 280,000 jobs in March, and there was an even stronger number in February. So the sector's hiring. The only issue that is being talked about, Mike, is that what's not improving is the participation rate. So if labour markets get up a real head of steam, labour supply could become a constraint.
Which is the interesting thing, because you come to Biden's Reimagine America to the value of $2 trillion and he's building roads and bridges and train tracks and everything. I mean, well, you know, what's that's on top of an economy already moving.
Well, this is it. So it's supposed to stay with the US. So I'm waiting to see this week how this next big Biden initiative affects sentiment. So they've had the stimulus package, $1.9 trillion. That's made its way through the US political machinations. But you've now got, so that was money for schools, businesses, direct payments for many Americans. But now we've got this other initiative, which was unveiled towards sort of the end of last week. This is a $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. So this is money is going to go on fixing roads and bridges and expanding internet access, broadband, and 500,000 EV charging stations in there as well, Mike, you'd be pleased to know. And what President Biden has referred to this as a once-in-a-generation investment in America. So it's $2.3 trillion over 8 years. It will be paid for over 15 years. But here's the thing. It involves raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. And increasing taxes on companies' foreign earnings as well. And that reverses the moves by President Trump to lighten the tax load on US companies. So it will have an impact on corporate earnings. But at the moment, Mike, the market's just loving the jobs data, loving the stimulus going into the economy. But I will be interesting to see how this plays out over the course of this week.
I reckon bubble coming today and, of course, dairy tomorrow.
Yeah, so we look forward to that. I mean, there'll be lots of businesses in the local hospo and leisure industries looking, you know, looking forward to that that Trans-Tasman bubble announcement. And I'm in two minds as to how this could go. I suspect that there will probably be a date, but it could be a little bit further out than we think.
Oh, well, the Australian this morning is saying this Monday or the following Monday. You say longer than that.
Well, I just recall that there was that comment about the businesses needing 2 to 3 weeks to get organised for it. So unless they made this decision 2 to 3 weeks ago and the businesses have, the airports have been getting for it, but I was thinking, you know, maybe 1st of May.
Okay, let's see what happens. What are the numbers?
The numbers, the Dow Jones having a storming session, Mike, up 391 points, 33,545, up 1.18%. The S&P 500 has cracked through that 4,000 level, 4,078, it's up 59 points, about 1.5% gain. And the NASDAQ up 229 points, 1.7%, 13,709. The FTSE 100 gained 24, 6,737. The Nikkei, 30,089, they were up 235. Shanghai Composite, 3,484, that was up 18. The ASX 200 was up 38, 6,828. We actually lost ground on our last trading session, Mike. We lost 72 points, 12,488. Kiwi dollar against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.7063, 0.9227 Aussie, 0.5979 euro, 0.5079 pounds, 77.78 yen. Gold is trading at $1,725 and Brent crude, $62.01.
You have a good day, mate. Appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMA Wealth.